Today is March 22nd. Pastor saying to us, from Jerusalem to the ends of the earth. Our opening scripture comes from the book of Luke chapter 24 verses 46 to 47. And said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. There are proponents of a false teaching that Christianity is a Jewish religion, but the words of the Lord Jesus in the opening text dispel that notion. He said the gospel should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. The gospel is for all. Christianity is for all. It only started in Jerusalem. So don't limit the gospel. Preach it to everyone, everywhere, and in all nations. The Bible says in Mark chapter 13, verse 10, and the gospel must first be published among all nations. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 14 of the New International Version, Jesus said, this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. Then in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, he instructed, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In fact, before his glorious ascension to heaven, he told his disciples, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. So, the disciples began from Jerusalem, spread the gospel to Judea and Samaria, and then moved to the ends of the earth. Thus, it was from Jerusalem to the very bounds of the earth. This shows that the gospel is for everybody. It will produce results in the life of anyone who hears and believes it everywhere and anywhere in this world. Don't limit the gospel to your locality. Tell everyone about Jesus. Yes, talk to your spouse, parents, teachers, students, neighbors, colleagues, or co-workers about Jesus. Preach the gospel to them. For those in the hinterlands and seemingly forgotten places of the earth who may not even understand your language, send them Rhapsody of Realities. Thanks be unto God, Rhapsody of Realities is available in every known language on earth. So, it's a tool for global evangelization. It's a love note from God with which you can preach the gospel everywhere and to everyone. Hallelujah. Please say this prayer with me. Dear Father, thank you for the universal reach of the gospel, as it's what brings salvation to all, with no one left out. I'm an ambassador of Christ in the gospel. Through me, the gospel reaches many today, whom you've ordained for salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read Romans chapter 16, verses 25 to 27, Matthew chapter 24, verse 14 of the Amplified Classic, and Luke chapter 24, verses 46 to 47 of the New International Version. For the one-year Bible reading plan, please read Luke chapter 4, verses 14 to 44, and Deuteronomy chapters 22 to 24. For the two-year Bible reading plan, please read Romans chapter 2, verses 1 to 11, and Psalm chapter 90.
Thank you for listening today. We trust you have been blessed. For more information about the Rhapsody of Realities and our other materials, please visit www.loveworldpublishing.com or give us a call on +44 1708 556 604. God bless you.